Welcome to Morning Prayer and Worship. This is Monday in Holy Week. We are also celebrating the Annunciation of our Lord Jesus Christ to the Blessed Virgin Mary today. So our scriptures and prayers will be oriented to that. If you have a prayer request, as always, you can go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. We'd love to pray for you. As we make our way this week to Good Friday and to Easter, blessed be the name of the Lord.
He is jealous for me. He loves like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us so. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves us. Jealous for me, loves like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us. Oh, oh, how he loves us. How he loves us. He loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves. He loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves. Oh, how he loves. We are his portion, he is our prize, drawn to redemption by the grace in his eyes. Grace is an ocean we're all sinking. So heaven meets earth, in the pull and the press, my heart turns violently inside my chest. I don't have time to maintain these regrets when I think about the way he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves. He loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he
merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart, we have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name.
We love you, oh how we love you, oh how we love you, oh how we love.
As we celebrate the Annunciation of our Lord Jesus Christ to the Blessed Virgin Mary, in the place of our psalm today, we'll have the Magnificat, the Song of Mary. From Luke 1, 46 to 55. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy. The promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Gospel reading today is Luke 1, 26 through 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
Oh, nothing is impossible for you. 'Cause nothing is impossible for you. Nothing is impossible for you, Lord. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Amen. Amen.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. And I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively on the Annunciation. Pour your grace into our hearts, O Lord, that we who have known the incarnation of your Son, Jesus Christ, announced by an angel to the Virgin Mary, may by his cross and passion be brought to the glory of his resurrection, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Going to lead us in a time of guided prayer, as we do always on morning prayer and worship, giving space for you to lift up your own needs by name. Let's begin with our own hearts, our joys, thanksgivings, trials, worries, fears, frustrations, whatever it is. Lay it before Jesus now.
As you have said to your servant, may it be as you have said to your servant, Lord.
Family, extended family, immediate family, whatever that means in your life today, lift them up.
As you have said to your servant, may it be,
friends, acquaintances, co-workers, fellow students, whatever the Lord has laid on your heart. Thank you. as you have said, do your servant. Pray for your enemy now, enemies. Bless those who curse you, as Jesus has commanded. May our obedience be a pleasing offering to the Lord, as obedience is better than sacrifice. May it be as you have said to your servant, May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen and amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. May it be as you have said to your servants today, as we walk in your light and your power. Amen. Morning Prayer and Worship is a production of Steady Stream Ministries. Thank you for your support. We need you, and we thank you. BenwardMusic.com/donate. Bye-bye.